all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, Michelle, you ever had a midlife crisis?
I think I'm in the middle of one.
Why do you think I asked you? You know, I think, oh my gosh, so many of our listeners are thinking to themselves, oh, am I having this midlife crisis? How do you cope with the anxieties of basically, you know, getting older a little bit here? So we are so blessed to have Dr. Vivian Diller, who's a clinical psychologist in private practice in New York City and author of a fabulous book called Face It, What Women Really Feel As Their Looks Change. Welcome to Her Radio, Dr. Diller. And I want to get right into this midlife crisis. How do you define it?
Well, you know, the midlife crisis traditionally has been a cliche, right? It's the guy in his 40s, he gets his red sports car, he leaves his wife and goes off with a girlfriend. The reality is today, midlife is a moving target. We no longer hit our 40s and have a decade or two to live. Midlife crisis was first defined by, you know, a psychologist when life ended in your mid-40s, and they measured between adulthood and end of life and knew they got 40. Now, life expectancy for women is about 81. So we're talking about midlife really moving forward, and instead of a decade or two to live, we're talking about many years ahead that we're figuring out what to do with our lives, and we expect those lives to be vital and full. So it's quite a different meaning when we're talking about midlife crisis.
Now, for all those women out there who are rolling their eyes, right, and it's saying, oh, gosh, it's all downhill. Who are you kidding me? Come on. What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to give them some reassuring statistics. They did a study international across the globe, 21 different countries, of people's level of happiness over a lifespan. Wouldn't you know, you do hit a pit at around 40, 45, different for men than women a little bit, but it seems to go up. And what we're finding is that as people pass into their 50s and beyond, there's actually a kind of rebound that happens. People start focusing on prioritizing their goals. They become more appreciative of things that they have. Actually, people, women especially, talk about greater self-confidence. Right. Their lives become more in sync with their beliefs. So hang in there, ladies. There is a, I'm getting older. But if you use what you know about yourself and your experience, you actually can use it to improve your life. That's what the statistics show, and I'm believing it because I'm 60, and I'm feeling that other side of things.
You are not 60. Are you really 60?
Yes, and I've been working on this project, and I've been, you know, building my, you know, experience and using it, and it makes me feel actually better and better.
Michelle, I think a 50. Lot of this is that you just don't, you know, after a while, you just sit back and say, you know, I only have X number of years left, so you know something? You know, to heck with all these old voices that said, you can't do this, you can't do that. There's this weird thing, I think, that happens after 50. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Well,
that you see a timeline for the first time. You don't see that when you're 20. You see it when you're 50.
That is what sets people into a crisis. But the reason why midlife crisis, even the term doesn't make sense, is because this is an awareness that doesn't come always as a shock. It's a building of awareness that our life has a finality, and how can we use that awareness to improve our life? When you only had a short time to live at midlife, it came more as, I better do my bucket list. I'm anxious. I feel impulsive. That's not what's happening anymore. You hit that point, and you have a lot of time to really think carefully and evaluate how to make the rest of your life satisfying. That's why I'm wanting to talk about it more like emerging maturity rather than midlife crisis, because I think that more accurately describes our culture today.
And I think the Chinese call it second stage of life. And it's actually the better stage in life for, you know, all of us women. I mean, I know myself, when I turned 50, I was like, oh, I'm so happy to be here, and now I can do whatever I want. Because before I was so concerned about what everybody else thought, what everybody else was doing, and how I looked this way and that, and then I just kind of went, I'm free.
So that's a piece of it. I don't want to dismiss the listeners you have that are saying, right, I love the words reinventing yourself and revitalizing. I think that there is a period, and it does come often in sync with menopause, with emptiness, mm-hmm. with the recognition that our bodies have our limitations. But with that feeling, if you take time, if you stand still long enough and think about what you have ahead of you and what you've gained from behind, it actually can allow you to make good choices. The problem of people who go into crisis is that they're reactive. They're scared. They feel as if I better do something quick or else. And I'm right. telling people, actually, take your time because it can get better. And that becomes less of a crisis and more about an evolution into that second stage like the Chinese talk
about. But how does our culture, our American culture, feed into this?
In truth, we live in a youth and beauty-obsessed culture, but there is a growing voice that I feel like I'm part of, and it's part of this baby boomer population. Remember, there's 78 million of us that are in this country. The eldest turned 65 last year, and every single day, 10,000 turn 65. So we have a large voice now, and that's a voice that has some power not only in numbers but in marketing value. We are changing what is available to women and men in that next stage. So I think as much as our youth and beauty culture makes us feel anxious, there are many, many more opportunities for people to join together in midlife and make a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm noticing like the Eileen Fisher ads, Michelle. Have you seen those? You know,
yes,
with the lovely models who have the gray hair and
I love it.
You know, and instead of the poor little, you know, Carmen, you know, the I don't know whatever she is now, 80-year-old, perfect, you know, gray-haired model who's been, you know, yanked out every time someone wanted to talk about older people. Now we have countless depictions, and you could see this in ads on television. More and more people, you know, of the boomer, you know, age showing vitality and that they're embracing life. You see a lot of pharmaceutical ads and other ads associated
with advertising. Same with Dove. I've been working with advertising agencies and cosmetic companies to start actually taking the word anti-aging out of their ads. When you think about what anti-aging is, it's an insult. Right? You can't anti-age. You can't stop the process. But we can look the best we can for our age. So
I always say optimize. Optimize that aging. I am so happy to hear you. No, seriously, I am so happy to hear you say that. The anti thing, what are you trying to do? I'm a physician. You can't stop aging.
You know better.
I don't care who you are. But I'd love to optimize it. And that's something, you know, Michelle and I have talked about a lot, about how you just go out there and just embrace every single day. Right, Michelle?
You have to. I mean, and I think we've earned the right. You know, I think we've earned
it. The benefit of seeing the other side is that you appreciate more of the present. And that present is going to be for a long time. So we don't want to stop or rewind the clock. We actually want to take the experiences we've had and make the most of them in the future. It's a very different perspective, which is why I'd like us to drop the whole midlife crisis idea because
gotcha.
It scares people.
Well, right. You know, okay, so you've said these three things that are so important. Redefine it. Don't be, you know, sitting around with those stereotypes of midlife crisis. It's not all downhill at all. Again, you got to reframe it. And then you got to rethink what culture's doing. Come on. We are happier and we can embrace it. Dr. Diller, we are so absolutely pleased that you've shared your wonderful wisdom with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Diller. And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.